Wouldn't it be great if someone could go to the gym, do a full hour and a half workout, all the pressing, all the squats, all the deadlifts, and yet you benefited from it? I mean, we often joke, hey, why don't you go to the gym for me? Or what if they could also do the diet? You know, low carb, keto, high protein, whatever it is, drink lots of water, and somehow it transferred to you. That would be awesome. Or maybe even in intelligence. They read, they study, and yet you're still the one who benefits from it? That seems almost too good to be true. But yet today's groundbreaking research might say just the opposite. And that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. Hope you're doing well. It is another beautiful day here in Minnesota. I'm not sure where you're listening, but hopefully it's as nice as it is here. It was just balmy, 70 degrees this morning, and now it's going to light up to 92 degrees. Loving it. Hey, Jeff, thanks for the email. Jeff and I have been talking about, you know, I shared last week, someone sent me an email and said, hey, your podcast should be just a little bit more professional. And, you know, I kind of understand what they're saying. But, Jeff, the feedback I agree with. Thank you so much. We're going to keep it just the way it is. So, tough. If you don't like it, you don't have to listen. So there. But if you want to reach out to me and give me your insight, input, ideas for topics, or just general criticism or ideas, you can do so at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. That's TDA, Todd David Allen, giantslayer@gmail.com. Also, You can need a website. Maybe you need a website. Check out Webstix, WebStix.com. Tony Herman, coolest cat on the net. His company will do you right. And finally, and today, look, we're talking about Well-Built Supplements, one of our sponsors. And you know what? Today is probably a good day to check out Well-Built Supplements and get on your routine and get rocking. When you hear what I have to say today, you might go to WellBuiltSupplements.com and say, I need to get my stuff together. I need to figure this out. They got great stuff. I love the Pro Greens. I love the pre-workout. And there's no heavy stim in there, so you just get a focus. But when you purchase, make sure you type in Well-Built TDA. You'll get 15% off. Yes, sir. Now, let's jump into this. Some pretty amazing research has come out. And it's, you know what? It's actually biblical. So it doesn't surprise me. But it surprises me. I'm just going to read it to you out of the study. It is this. Your father's exercise routine may have made you smarter, according to the EU-funded research study on how lifestyle choices affect brain function and memory. The findings could lead to new treatments for neurodegenerative conditions such as Alzheimer's disease. The groundbreaking research in the Depakote Project, supported by the European Research Council, is deepening our understanding of epigenetics, how external influences such as physical activity, mental stimulation, diet, and stress influence how our cells read genetic information. While it is widely recognized that exercise is good for our brains, strengthening neural connections to sharpen thinking and enhance memory, the Depakote team's findings suggest some of these brain benefits can even be passed on to our children. What the haymaker? Okay, maybe you don't fully understand this. I'm a brain geek. I love studying the brain. My wife, you know, last year for my birthday, she got me this giant book on the brain, and I was like happy as a kid. So, first of all, what is epigenetics? Let me dumb it down to you. Epigenetics is the study of how cells control gene activity without changing the DNA sequence. Thus, think of your ABCs. You know, A, B, C, D, all the way to Z. Let's say that's your DNA sequence. It has to stay that way. It's in that order. But epigenetics show how each letter may change, not in the order, but the actual letter. So in that sequence, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, 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 Z, the D in that sequence may be a capital D. And the L may be the color brown. And the S and T next to each other may be wrinkled and bold red. And all of these control and affect alterations of a person. And what this study is saying is that what you do before your children are ever even born, and how you alter your epigenetic code is then passed on to your children. Sounds kind of biblical. Remember the sins of the father passed on the sins of the children? And now a lot of people go, that's Old Testament. That was before the cross. Yes, but there's still truth there. You know, our blessings and our curses, our lifestyle, our choices, our habits. Don't call them curses, fine, Old Testament scholar. Call them habits. Call them choices. Call it your diet. Call it your exercise. Whatever you want to call it, but understand this. What you do directly affects your child. Now we understand it affects their biological, their epigenetic coding, as well as their spirit, soul, and mind. Psalms 127, 3 through 5 says this, "Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior are the children of one's youth. Blessed is the man who fills his quiver with them. He shall not be put to shame when he speaks with the enemies in the gate." What I love about this is, yes, children are a heritage from the Lord, but they're a fruit from the womb, meaning we have an impact. We have a part of this process of the fruit that comes from the womb. So you don't just get fruit, right? I mean, there are things you have to do. You have to plant. You have to water. You have to fertilize. You have to weed. There are a lot of things that we have to do. In your choices, you are watering, weeding, fertilizing yourself, and thus impacts your child. Look, I know right away we're thinking about how our own physical exercise and physical body affects our children. But let's go a step deeper. Let's talk about how your spiritual actions, how they affect the climate of your household. Husbands, how you treat your wives. You're teaching your kids how they treat their wives, or you're teaching your daughters how they should be taught. How you love your kids, how you love your God, it all transcends into your children. And in fact, I would say to your network, to your boss, to your employees, to your church, whomever you're around, who you are affects them, and it comes right back to your own choices. So we see that your actions as a father, as a mother, affect your children even before they're born, both physically and spiritually. However, if you already have kids out of the womb and now in the room, all the more reason to understand your actions, your habits, your values ultimately impact your kids. Hey, who's not said, I just want my kids to have it better than me. I just hope my kids are happier than me. I just hope my kids grow and know God more than I do. But the truth is that we, for the most part, set the bar even before they're born. Wow, God's hand is so instrumental in every area of our lives, even our children's lives, in and through us. So how about if today you understand your actions, your choices, your habits, not just in light of how they affect you, but how they affect your children. And if you don't have children yet, well, we now know that you're still ultimately affecting them even before you ever have them. This is Garth Heckman at the David Alliance. Thanks for rating the podcast, sharing the podcast, and until tomorrow, keep slaying giants.